Okay, in this video, we're gonna talk about some of the top topics on Medium that you can think about to find that good intersection between what you wanna write about and what people want to read. Remember, you have to find somewhat of an overlap between what you wanna write and people want to read. So this means you're going to have to write for an audience somewhat. This is why I'm having a heavy emphasis on audience research. And interestingly, the ones who actually go through and do the exercises as stated are the ones who end up doing really well. They're the ones who don't get writer's block. They're the ones who don't struggle with choosing a writing topic. The ones who circle back to me months later and ask me whether or not, or they ask me about picking a niche, or they say they're still stuck coming up with topics, I can simply tell that they have not gone through the section and analyzed it thoroughly. There are going to be some exercises that you're going to go through throughout this program, and you're going to be better off if you actually do them instead of watching the videos, kind of just paying lip service and skipping to the next thing. Don't be like most people who take self-paced online courses and then don't actually go through the exercises and then blame the course for their lack of results. So the course will work if you work the course. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the top niches you can write about on Medium. Talk about some of the other categories that are underneath, and then I'm going to give you a strategy for how you can choose your niche without feeling locked in, and then I'm also going to give you a strategy that's going to help you figure out how to become the best or one of the best in your niche. So first we're going to talk about one of the most, if not most popular niches on Medium itself, and that would be self-improvement, right? So I write in the self-improvement category. A lot of people break into the self-improvement category. And the self-improvement category is a category that does have a decent amount of competition in there. So one thing that I would tell you is don't write self-improvement content just because you think it's going to make you a lot of money, right? Do it because you have a genuine interest in self-improvement. In terms of some of the other things that you can do to differentiate yourself, you have to understand that there are sub niches under self-improvement, and there are kind of sub niches underneath all of the niches that I'm about to talk about. So the way to differentiate yourself is to find some little pockets within Medium that are sub niches of the main niche that you can write about as well. So take something like self-improvement. You could look at self-improvement through a lot of different lenses, and I would consider a lot of different subgenres branches of self-improvement. Things like mindfulness and meditation could be a form of self-improvement, right? That's kind of a lower level, broad category. Fitness and health, right? So there's a new publication called In Fitness and In Health that has arrived or appeared on the scene after I originally created this program years back, so that's why I'm reshooting stuff to help you get new information. But fitness and health is a growing sub-market that I would consider underneath that self-improvement blanket that you could consider as well. There would be productivity, right? So if you're the type of person who knows strategies to help people build better habits, to help them be more efficient with their time, to help them do more, get more out of their day, the productivity subgenre kind of underneath that is another thing that you can think about. There's also a subgenre, we can call it psychology, right? So I'd blanket that under self-improvement too. And you could write articles, you know, instead of just saying here are five ways to improve your life, what you can do if you go into that psychology lane, you can get a little bit more analytical. You can use data and studies. You can reference certain psychological phenomenon and explain how they affect your life, right? So I mentioned this in the headline vault, which you'll get to later, but one of the headline styles that works really well is talking about some sort of, you know, psychological phenomenon, naming that psychological phenomenon in the article, and then going through and explaining how it works. So those are a few examples of the broad category level self-improvement, and then some sub niches after that. So I believe I mentioned mindfulness, meditation, I mentioned fitness and health, I mentioned productivity, and I mentioned psychology. So there are a lot of other things still underneath that I can think of. Things like How to Become a Better Parent. There are publications dedicated to those. There are publications that are dedicated to mental health issues, which I would look at as kind of a form of self-improvement. So those are all viable categories that work and some things that you can think about on Medium. Another niche that since I first created this program, there's another niche that has exploded in popularity and really was non-existent when I first got on Medium, and that would be cultural commentary, right? So cultural commentary is talking about things that are going on in the culture, right? Some of the most popular writers on Medium right now, some of them I don't necessarily agree with their content or what their views, the way that their views are. But if you want to be a part of this cultural debate, which is, growing and is polarized, but, entering a polarized debate and talking about polarizing subjects is a really, really good way to get views. So if you have a little bit more of that cultural political bent, then you can talk about things in the cultural commentary category. So some sub niches under that, you could look at things like feminism. You could look at things like LGBTQ rights. You could look at things like politics. You could look at things like race and culture. You could look at things sex and culture, right? So those are some of those broad level categories that you could think about underneath that culture commentary, right? And then another thing that a lot of people do in the cultural commentary section or category on Medium is doing something that I call newsjacking, right? So newsjacking is a technique where when something is relevant, people hop on it and they start to create articles because they're trending. They're in the current zeitgeist, right? So this video will age and this example will seem a bit old in the future, but recently, a lot of people were writing articles taking their angle on the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp kind of defamation slander case, right? They talked about what that meant for women. People talked about it from the perspective of what it looks like for men, what it looks like for survivors of domestic abuse, right? So there's a lot of different angles that you can write about in culture if you use that newsjacking technique as well. Another broad level category that works really well on Medium is relationships, right? So a lot of people are looking for relationship advice. You don't necessarily have to give advice. One thing that you can do is just give your opinion on the current state of society. For example, you could write an article about the effects dating apps have had on dating and culture, right? So relationships, I'd break that down into a couple different subcategories as well. You have relationships, the type of relationships where people are partners with each other or whatever, dating, right? Dating, that's the word I was looking for. So you have dating, long-term relationships, marriage, even divorce. There is an entire category, and I believe there are even publications solely dedicated to being divorced. You could talk about being single. You could talk about not dating anyone. There's also other subgenres within dating. One of them being just like straight up sex, right? Not my cup of tea, but there are people who will write articles literally about sex, how to get better at sex, etc., and they do really well, right? So there's sex from the angle of like literally, how can I have sex in a more productive and pleasurable way, right? So they'll write an article like how to give your woman the best oral sex ever and have 20,000 orgasms, right? Then there's also, you could look at sex and relationships through the lens of like sexual health, right? So I actually had a student recently who has been writing articles about like male sexual health, controlling ejaculation, all that sorts of stuff, being better at sex from the male perspective and sexual health, pelvic stuff, all that jazz, right? And then conversely, you have people who write about that for women too. You know, pelvic floor health. I don't know the rest of the terms because I'm not a woman, but, you know, reproductive health, things like that people talk about. And then there's another category underneath relationships where it's more about social skills, right? So social skills are for people who are looking, who want to learn how to talk to people more easily, who want to be more confident, right? So sometimes I write social skills articles, and they're a nice little thing that you can use to switch it up from time to time. Another broad level category, I would just name this broad level category, it's like money, right? So people are looking to make money, but then they're also looking to do things with that money, right? So you have the category of entrepreneurship that would fall under that money blanket. The category of personal finance would fall under that blanket. There's a personal finance publication called Making a Millionaire that's really heavily dedicated to personal finance. You could talk about entrepreneurship from the broad level perspective where you're like detailing the sales breakdown of a 8-figure company, or you could go so far as to give people or talk about side hustles and little gigs, right? You could talk about some of the things that you've been working on and write about it and detail it that way. Freelancing would be another distinctive area that I would think about as well. There are a lot of people who have built freelance careers and then go and talk about how their freelancing has worked, and that's kind of a good angle for people who have careers as freelancers already, and then you're jumping onto Medium. You can teach people about your freelancing journey, and then, you know, sign people up who, if you want to run a program teaching people freelancing, that's something that you can do in the future. Another broad level category, I would consider it a broad level category of just marketing, right? So there's a publication called Better Marketing that's dedicated to marketing. And then underneath marketing, I would think of a couple other things that would kind of fall under that. So like giving writing advice, I'd kind of throw that under the marketing category. So there's like publications like Writer's Block and the Writing Cooperative that are dedicated to giving writing advice. Feedium, I believe, is a publication dedicated to giving advice just on Medium. So writing is a category under that. I'd consider social media marketing another category under that. And then you just have anything else miscellaneously representing marketing. And then after that, there are a lot of different things that kind of fall in just this miscellaneous bucket. And the cool thing about Medium over the years is that things have really expanded, and there are really a lot of different areas for you to write and different ways for you to get yourself out there, right? So there's a publication dedicated to cats. I recently had a student who found this publication about cats called The Catness, and her cat articles are going crazy. You could write about satire. You could write about history. You can write about true crime. You can write about... you could write personal essays, right? Which I usually tell new writers to stay away from in the beginning, but writing personal essays is another category. You could write essays about whatever you want as long as it connects with an audience, right? So that's a broad level overview of all the topics that are on Medium. And the exercise that I want you to do, which I'll show you in the next video, is so now that you've gone through and you have done the questions to understand what topics you might want to write about, and now I've kind of told you what some of the broad level categories are on Medium that you can think of. Now what I want you to do is choose three Medium tags based on the broad level audience that you have settled on for, that you want to start working on just as a test run. So choose three broad level tags, right? So if I'm in self-improvement, I might choose, you know, self, life lessons, and self-improvement. The next thing I want you to do is find the top writer section of each of those and find three writers who you feel are compatible with your style or your voice, or at least a style or voice that you want to build moving forward. After that, I want you to read 5 of their articles. Probably a good idea to read their pinned articles because those are the ones that usually have the most traffic and are the most popular, so those can give you some key insights into what they do. And then I would like you to take notes on things you like about their style and things that you areas of improvement that you see or ways that you could fill in the gap in your niche. So I'll go through that exercise in the next lesson, but that is a broad level overview of the medium topics that do really, really well.